was once a girl who loved basketball. There was once a girl who loved basketball who just happened to host a podcast about technology. And there was once a girl who loved basketball who was invited to a technology event at her favorite basketball team's arena. And that girl's name was Amelia Dalton. Hey, that's me. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. Everyone, I'm Amelia Dalton. And my friends, yes, just last week, I was invited to a press-only event at the Moda Center, home of the Portland Trail Blazers. We're going to the playoffs. Oh, yes, we are. Anyway, the event centered around the technological innovations the Portland Trailblazers are putting in place, along with various technology partners, including their mobile app and even the cool tech in the parking lots surrounding the Moda Center. Yes, really. During this event, I was introduced to some super cool and a tad bit creepy technology from Digimarc. Digimarc, which is located in the Portland, Oregon area, has been around for decades. And many of you, my loyal fish frying audience, have undoubtedly used their unique software in one way or another. But you probably didn't know it. Let me introduce Tony Rodriguez, CTO of Digimarc. Hi, Tony. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I'm sure my audience has used Digimarc technology at some point in their lives, but they probably didn't know it. So tell my audience, what is Digimarc all about?
Yeah, sure, I'd love to. So really, we were founded over 20 years ago on the premise that technologies really need to simplify our lives. And the application that we were interested in is we wanted to enable machines to tackle discovery tasks. And what I mean by that is enabling machines to tell us about the world around us without needing us to explain things to them. If you think about keyword search with Google, you're constantly trying to find those keywords to explain to the machine what you're interested in. And we just thought that's got to be a temporary state, particularly with the arrival of the mobile platform and the sensor hubs that are in these platforms. But early on, before the mobile devices really were deployed at the scale they are now, we really got started working with professional photographers. And the motivation there was that they were really stuck with this very difficult situation that they were creating these really rich expressions of art. For example, you could think of the famous portrait from Steve McMurray of the Afghan girl. You know, you have that image, it's so rich, and it just pulls you in and you want to know more about the circumstances of the picture. But given where things were headed in the late 90s with the arrival of the internet, what you were provided was just solely an image. And if that image left that page or left that website and was copied, as they frequently do, you lost that connection back to the creator. And you lost that connection back to the context of really what that art was about. And so that's really where we got started, was working with Adobe and then being in Photoshop for 20 years to service the needs of professional photographers. Interestingly enough, though, from there, we really moved into security applications, and in particular, securing financial documents and identity documents. And that was really focused on thwarting those individuals that really sought to, you know, and continue to seek to defraud us and steal our identity. And so it was another way to enable discovery of these objects that would allow us to secure them in a better fashion. That really led into the last decade that our focus has been primarily on moving into the mobile platform and engaging users with the ability to interact with various forms of media. So we're really enhancing magazines, newspapers, signage, TV, even radio. So it's been a really interesting 20 years here in Portland, and now we have a global footprint, and with the launch of Digimarc Barcode, we're now moving into consumer packaged goods. So next time you walk into New Seasons, you'll actually see packages that contain our technology, and in the future, you'll be able to engage with them.
Okay, Tony, so as a follow-up to that question, what exactly are you guys doing with the Portland Trailblazers?
That's been a great engagement. So the Trailblazers have been very innovative for a number of years in how they leverage technologies at the Moda Center and even elsewhere. And one of the things that they'd been interested in for quite some time is how do they engage the fan base in the Moda Center, and how do they get them the information they want to create an even better and more compelling experience of the games. And there are a number of ways to do that, from the traditional printed piece and, you know, having audio with announcers, obviously they're engaging the crowd, but all of us are carrying these mobile devices. And they wanted some way to get all the fans the information they wanted on their mobile device directly without asking the fans, for example, to log into a Wi-Fi and download information and go here or go there. They just wanted to provide that information directly to the fans. So we really set about doing two things. We first enabled all their printed pieces, so the programs, the games, and then a number of posters. And specifically, for example, for the Blazer dancers, just being able to have the printed program right there with the descriptions of the dancers, you can take your mobile device and simply point it at the pictures, and you'll get videos and bios and all sorts of other information. Another area that we're seeing a lot of interest in as well is actually in the audio. So in a sporting event, obviously you have audio coming in from the announcers and from the event itself, but what we're able to do is actually insert into that audio additional information for fans in the arena, such that their mobile devices can get, could be coupons, it could be sweepstakes, it could be player stats and the like, and that's sent directly to the phone without needing the user to try and download or go to a specific website. And so that's another aspect of this engagement and something that we're getting a lot of interest in from other venues.
So you guys have something called the Discover Mobile Software Development Kit. So tell my audience more about that.
Sure. So the DMSDK, which is how we refer to it, the Discover Mobile Software Development Kit, is a software kit that operates on iOS and Android. And it really is the culmination of that work over the last 20 years of understanding how to recognize different objects using the camera and then also audio using the microphone. And specifically what we're leveraging in the camera instance is being able to identify objects that contain the Digimarc barcode, which is a signal that is actually introduced into media such that the media is enhanced. This is in magazines, newspaper articles, could be even in audio sense in television and radio and the like. But that SDK as well also does best of breed traditional barcode scanning. So it scans all the barcodes that you'd find at the grocery store or at the retailer, so you can find out more about the products that you're interested in.
So I know that this Discover SDK is only a small part of your intuitive computing platform. So tell my audience more about this platform.
So the Discover SDK really embodies those core tenets that really were the foundation of the company. And that was centered on this construct of really enabling machines to handle these tasks for us and creating tools that wouldn't require us to tell a device, in this case a mobile device, to use the camera or the microphone or what sort of object I'm looking at. If you contrast that with how many apps operate right now on the mobile platform, I need to launch a barcode scanner, or I need to launch a music recognition tool, or I need to launch a different kind of tool for each type of media or object I'm interested in. And we just believe that that isn't something that is tenable in the long run. What we want to create is a tool that is so intuitive to use that it almost disappears in how you think about it. It's akin to that famous quote from Mark Weiser, the father of ubiquitous computing, that the most profound technologies are those that disappear. And that's in essence what we wanted to create, was a platform that could leverage all the sensors on the device to tell you about the world around you, such that you wouldn't have to say, I'm looking for a barcode, or I'm interested in this radio program, or I'm interested in this television show I'm watching. You could simply just turn on your device, and based on your past interests and desires, the device would know that I'm interested in the sports scores from the show, the event that I'm watching, or I'm interested in the ingredients from the package that I'm going to buy and how those fit against my diet, for example. And so the intuitive computing platform basically leverages all the sensors and the context that those sensors create to determine how to best identify those objects in the media around you.
So, Tony, when I was first introduced to Digimarc, I could immediately see how this technology could be on the front lines of battling counterfeit parts. Is this somewhere that you see Digimarc's technology headed in the future?
Absolutely. In fact, we have several partners right now that are doing early work in that space. The Digimarc technology itself, the Digimarc barcode, can be incorporated into any kind of media. And traditionally, we think of imagery and audio and the like, but anything that's printed or anything that is laser engraved or goes through a digital process can carry the Digimarc barcode. So case in point, we have a number of partners that are doing laser engraving of machine parts. And so what we're able to do is put in a signal that the Digimarc barcode and enhance that part in such a way that even if that part goes through extreme heat, stress, chemical exposure, the like, that part still has an identity that is part and parcel of the part and can't be removed. And so that's being used right now for being able to identify from a forensic perspective if parts have failed in the field, for example.
That is super cool. So, Tony, we were discussing earlier, you have some personal interests that have an interesting intersection with your work at Digimarc. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I do. And it really has dovetailed quite nicely into our work at Digimarc and really the team as a whole. Anytime you're working around creating new technologies, innovation is central to that effort. And our team here at Digimarc has a lot of interests outside of the company, and those all manifest themselves in how we create the technologies we do, because we're thinking about how various people will use them in a wide variety of applications. Specifically for me, my interest in computers really goes back to, of all things, Industrial Light and Magic, and really their foundation in camera control back for the original Star Wars trilogy. And granted, that's a long time ago and probably dates me, but really it's that intersection of art and technology that I find so powerful. And so from there, my interest in photography, and then obviously that transition to digital photography folded very nicely into image processing, which is really my background in electrical engineering. And most recently, that all kind of came together, in fact, last week, in a really special experience of being able to do some testing down at Skywalker Sound, Skywalker Ranch, George Lucas's compound. And so that was pretty special to be able to take what we've been working on for so many years and be in that kind of a venue, which is really the birthplace for so much rich expression around audio and imagery and special effects. And to be right in the kind of heart of all that was really quite special.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't see you at the Blazer event the other day, but Skywalker Ranch, I mean, that's so much cooler. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Tony. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Now, how does that saying go? Behind any successful IC, there is a hardworking, strong set of tools? Maybe I got that wrong. Anyway, it goes without saying that our complex IC designs today demand high capacity, high performance implementation tools. And folks, we are talking about this very thing in an episode of Chalk Talk entitled Meet PPA and Turnaround Time Requirements at Advanced Nodes with Innovus Implementation System. Yufeng Lau of Cadence Design Systems and I sit down and talk about all of the incredible innovations in Cadence's new Innovus Implementation Suite. And you should check it out. And you can do that by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, by heading on over to YouTube, keyword eejournal, or by navigating on over to the on-demand section of eejournal.com. And one last thing before I go. I have to give a special shout out to a very special person here at eejournal. Her name is Laura Morris. She's a producer, editor, social media guru, and all-around pretty darn fabulous person. So if you're listening to this here podcast, you have her to thank. So happy birthday, Laura. Thank you for everything you do. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very own popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you everyone for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of April 8th, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.